This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by PlockitPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with PlockitPocket.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In February of this year, we reported that 50 Americans were fighting alongside Syrian rebels and Al-Qaeda. Now, with the backing of Saudi money and U.S. government money, they've grown. And their name is ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They're taking over the country that we were supposed to help liberate. Inch by inch, mile by mile, head by head, ISIS is destroying everything that we fought for and mid-died for in Iraq. And this isn't the first time that our government has done this.
Let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded.
I can't see fighting to impose Sharia law in Syria. I also can't see sending my son to fight with Islamic rebels against Christians. I also can't see my son going to fight without on the same side as Al-Qaeda. There are so many ironies and unfortunate muddling nature to this that I can't see why we should get involved.
So here is a list of different countries that we've gone into and supported terrorists. I found an interesting article on alternet.org titled 35 Countries Where the U.S. Has Supported Fascists, Drug Lords, and Terrorists. Number one would be Afghanistan. After Mikhail Gorbachev withdrew Soviet forces in 1989, these U.S.-backed warlords tore the country apart and boosted opium production to an unprecedented level of 2,000 to 3,000 tons per year. The Taliban government cut opium production by 95% in 2 years between 1999 and 2001. But the U.S. invasion in 2001 restored the warlords and drug lords' power.
And let's go recruit these Mujahideen. And that's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam.
Another country where America has supported terrorist activity would be Mexico. The death toll in Mexico's drug war has recently passed 100,000. The most violent of the drug cartels is Los Zetas. U.S. officials call the Zetas the most technologically advanced, sophisticated, and dangerous drug cartel operating in Mexico. The Zetas cartel was formed by Mexican security forces, trained by U.S. special forces at the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, and at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Another instance was in Nicaragua. Anastasio Somoza ruled Nicaragua for 43 years with unconditional U.S. support, and his National Guard committed every crime imaginable, from massacres and torture to extortion and rape, with complete impunity. The CIA recruited, trained, and supported Contra mercenaries to invade Nicaragua and conduct terrorism to destabilize the country. Well, as you can see, those are just a few examples of instances where our government has helped fund and back terrorists in different countries around the world. I encourage you to go check out that article. It's a really neat article. It talks about 35 countries that we've done that in. Look at it, inform yourself, and get educated.
U.S. Terror, Inc., that video is going up on Infowars.com. That's the type of journalism that former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs is bringing to Infowars Nightly News 5 nights a week. And we've got these great reporters now, or we can now send reporters out to multiple events daily. And we've got multiple events, press conferences, you name it, where it should be on the Nightly News tonight. I'm just going to leave it at that. So much of what doesn't get on the daytime radio show because of my incessant babbling does end up getting on the Nightly News. In fact, that's why the Nightly News is so incredibly vital. And, of course, more and more I'm hosting it or shooting pieces for it. You've seen the new studio. It's pretty nice, and it's a lot more you haven't seen yet. So that's all getting phased in as we try to keep all the other things we're doing juggling in the air. All right, I'm going right to Phil when we come back. then Steve, then Jay, then Mike, then Fox. Be ready. I'm going right to you on the other side of this break straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shattered from the sound. The death machine makes slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound.
Shooter Jennings called the other day. He's got a new album coming out soon. He, of course, is the son of a legendary outlaw country musician, Waylon Jennings. And I think he's just as good a musician as his father, whether it's rockabilly, country, or this type of music that we're listening to right now that he collaborated on with Stephen King. Can't trust nothing but the love in your mama's eyes. Salvation is in your smile. The smile of a child. Caring about the species. Caring about the general goodwill. Not using the claim that you care about it as an excuse to dominate and take over civilization. I want to go to your phone calls. I've got one clip I want to play. This is broken at InfoWars.com. Paul Ryan, the IRS commissioner, nobody believes you. And see, after people like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz get attacked and make it popular to ask real questions, now people like Paul Ryan, who I don't trust as far as I could throw him, and Marco Rubio and Chris Christie and the rest of these people that have been double-crossed by Obama, there's no honor among these people, can come out and tell the truth. Because no one does believe them. 7% approval rating for Congress. They say a new low. I saw one at 6, but it was 9. TV, lowest approval rating in Gallup. People don't trust mainstream. So MSNBC can say I'm a racist and a criminal and a terrorist with no proof. Please. That'd be like Jeffrey Dahmer saying I'm a bad guy because I'm calling him out. Ted Bundy, I mean, I don't care. And again, it's not that I'm on some goody-two-shoes high horse. It's that you people are a pack of scum, and I am not going to be in league with you. You call me whatever names you want. Your time's coming to an end. Now, here's the rest of the story. We've got to decide what we're going to do and try to have a moral society. Doesn't mean that the general rot won't still continue just because the system, the people at the top who are the worst, are now exposed. We have to be better men and women. I'm going to stop preaching right there. Let's go to this clip, and then Obama considers airstrikes in Syria on terrorists he previously supported. See, I won't bomb Iraq where my al-Qaeda are invading, but I will attack Syria to fight the people we put in there, but it won't even really be them. It'll be the Syrian government or something, because they know the average person doesn't know a Sunni from a Shiite, doesn't know a Syrian from a Kurd, doesn't know a head from a hole in the ground. Total ignorance. 2 + 2 = 5, Common Core. They want the next generation to be so stupid, even dumber than they are now. Let's go to this Paul Ryan clip with the new IRS commissioner.
I don't believe you. This is incredible.
I have a long career. That's the first time anybody has said that you do not believe me.
I don't believe you.
That's fine. We can have a disagreement. I'm willing to stand on our record. I'm willing to remind you that it was not buried in 27 pages. Most of that 27 pages is exhibits. When asked about the custodians, we advised you.
Forthcoming,
which we knew for one day.
Being forthcoming is to say,
I'm sorry.
You know what, investigators, Congress who's investigating this?
Will you let him answer the question?
I didn't ask him a question.
Yes, you did.
Being forthcoming.
The gentleman.
Gentlemen, I control the time.
I realize that disrupting a hearing sort of...
No, come on.
People, but the gentleman from Wisconsin...
I am not yielding time. I control the time.
He has the time.
Here's what being forthcoming is.
Regular order.
If we are investigating criminal wrongdoing, targeting of people based on their political beliefs, and the emails in question are lost because of a hard drive crash that is apparently unrecoverable, which a lot of IT professionals would question, and you don't tell us about it until we ask you about it, that is not being forthcoming.
And that's true.
I yield back the balance of my time.
That's not true.
The gentleman yields back. The gentleman has yielded back his time.
Thank you.
By the way, I mean, look at the IRS commissioner acting like he's outraged. When that snake demon takes old ladies' houses 24/7 and people's wedding rings to feed it into the big mega banks that are tax exempt in banker bailouts. They get it coming and going. And then act like, by the way, they don't save them on her hard drive. The emails, unless you save them there, are on the servers. And under federal law, they're all saved. And they're there, just like Fast and Furious. It's all lies. And then he sits there and says, that's not true. Just like his predecessor got caught lying. What a sick joke. And again, Paul Ryan's not the worst up there of the neocons and of the rhinos, but, I mean, I'm just sick of it. You know, him acting like he's the good boy, you know, professional athlete or skier or whatever, and, you know, he's more like Eddie Haskell or something. But finally, they're being forced by real patriots to ask real questions. See, we're going to radicalize the Republican Party. We're going to force them to cover real issues. I'm going to shut up now. Phil in New York, you're a trooper for holding. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. I thought we maybe should take the battle to them in small ways. Hillary is going to have a book signing in Chappaqua, Connecticut. Anybody can go, I guess. It's on Greeley Avenue in Chappaqua, and it's going to be on the 29th of this month. Another way of maybe taking this to the enemy is having a card campaign showing the different parts of the country that just fed up with these people, send it to their business address, their personal address. Hillary lives on Old House Lane if they want to send it to Chappaqua. Good old Henry Kissinger lives in South Kent on Henderson Drive if they want to send him a few messages. But make it polite. Make it not nasty, but just give them the point that, look, we've had enough of them.
Well, I totally agree with you. Hillary is in Austin, Texas today. And a lot of times they sell tickets to get in, but the press should be there, and we'll see what happens on the Nightly News tonight. Gee, I don't know. And, of course, on the Sunday show. But everywhere she goes, people should go in. They should ask questions about, what do you mean the promotion of the Second Amendment is terrorism? What do you mean, what difference has Benghazi make? And they should be under siege everywhere. They're already talking about her not running because she's so unpopular and focus groups with Democrats. Okay, I mean, I hope she runs. I mean, she is a disgusting witch, and it'll totally blow up in their face. And it isn't that I think the Republican presidential candidate, whoever gets it, will save us. It's that it's all about a rejection of the Clinton crime network. And so, yes, everywhere she goes, people with focused, serious questions. And then if a security guard walks up like you've done something wrong, be calm and say, hey, man, it's America. I'm asking a question here. You know, so many times with the police and bureaucrats, they're not even so much bad people. It's that our body language is like we've done something wrong. And, you know, a cop charges up to me for asking a question. I go, hey, man, it's the press conference or it's a question and answer. And I want America wants that answered. Is it not an American value to go out and ask this question? And if they say then leave, leave. But we all need to get out of our comfort zones and all of us just have a buddy go with a little flip phone or their iPhone, videotape you asking the question, put it on YouTube. Say you're not technical like me. Have somebody that is show you how to upload stuff to YouTube. I mean, I've been doing that for, you know, by myself for since YouTube came out. And I say I'm not technical. I've gotten pretty technical over the years, just learning to get stuff done myself, and I work by myself on the weekend. People see me upload videos sometimes from the road or, you know, while I'm cooking eggs for the kids, because it's always a war. I mean, it's because freedom isn't free, and now the final phase of evil is here. We better stand up against it. Great points. Anything else, Phil?
One last point. I think we should call up the advertisers of the New York Times and tell them, look, they should boycott the New York Times until they put D'Souza's list on there. They don't have a right to deprive him of his rightful place on the list.
Well, I mean, it just shows the New York Times is a fraud. I mean, who wants to read a paper or go see a race where it's rigged? I mean, that's why Don King ruined professional boxing and cut back the profits, because people knew it was rigged. And I mean, what is the New York Times doing, rigging the New York Times bestseller list, discrediting themselves? That's why they're going out of business. I mean, that's the answer. Just do not read them. I hear you. I mean, it's just it's a total joke. Let's go to Steve in FEMA Region 5 on the VA scandal. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. You know, what's a real shame is the fact that our veterans they're starving on the streets. You know, people like my dad have been waiting 8 months to see a doctor who's a Vietnam veteran.
Joe Biggs coughs up blood every night, and he can't even get in to see the VA.
Yeah, I mean, he got shot in the shoulder in Vietnam, and, I mean, they won't even, you know, it's a shame. I mean, they're treating these illegal immigrants like they're royalty.
Well, they are royalty. They're going to take our guns.
Oh, yeah, they're Democratic voters. They're going to take your guns, my guns, take our rights, put us
everything. No, they rule us. We're being conquered by mafia. I mean, they mean business, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for people that don't think our government funds al-Qaeda, my dad handled documents that were for bin Laden. They were training documents back in I think it was the 70s, back in the time of the Vietnam War. So this has been going on for a long time.
Well, his code name in the CIA declassified was Tim Osman. And it was all staged with Saudi Arabia. He just took the blame. He had nothing to do with it, folks. He was there organizing terror groups, but he wasn't actually quarterbacking anything. I don't even want to get into it. I know NSA whistleblowers. Folks know that, Sybil Edmonds and others, but I've talked to other whistleblowers. And, you know, the point is that people don't go public. There's no point even talking about it. But in Saudi Arabia, it's a big joke. The sheiks and people party, you know, here in Austin. You know, Saudi princes, they just brag about it, their whole plan. And they think it's funny. It's attack us and then turn America into a police state. And then their enemy, Iraq, gets attacked when they were the main drivers. It's incredible. Thank you so much, Steve. We'll be back with more calls.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Let's move quick to your calls. Jay's calling from Hong Kong. I would have gone to him first if I'd actually read where he was calling from. I'm going to go to Mike and others. Jay in Hong Kong, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, long-time listener and first-time caller. Two points. First for Bob Barr, how do you think he reconciles his Iraq war vote with his libertarian principles?
Yeah, I'll bring that up. And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I cut my teeth going after Clinton and then Bush. Obama is so virulent, and the globalists are making their full move through him, trying to extinct even the Republican Party, that I overlook some of the things. He apologized for voting for the Patriot Act up front, said it was bad later, it should be repealed. There was incredible pressure and a lot of lies about the Iraq war. I know he's backed off on it some, but said, you know, it's better than what's happening now. Bob Barr's not perfect. But compared to the Democrat he's running against, who's for a gun ban, I mean, we're down to brass tacks now, where the Republicans, as bad as some of the things they do, are the Democrats are cancer. And if the Republicans are acting like this, I would be for the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats are going for it all right now. But I know, I hear your point on Bob Barr, and that was 11 years ago, and now he'll have more libertarian support to not be for things like that. And I absolutely hear what you're saying. I think it's very legitimate.
Okay. The other point I have for you, Alex, is I talk to yuppies in Hong Kong, right? I talk to overseas Americans. Many of them are complacent. I talk to them about 9/11. I talk to them about MH370, which you're one of the few media sources that have really done justice to that story and provided a plausible explanation for what went down. How do I get them to understand that and Iraq and the financial meltdown are all connected? I mean, they'll complain about the federal government coming after their bank accounts under FATCA, but they don't see how it's all connected. I mean, people are...
Well, this is how it's connected. You have different governing philosophies. There's been a lot of different systems throughout history. There's been the mercantile French systems, and there's been the Venetian black nobility and their economic systems. There's been fascism and communism. What we have now is a form of corporatism or train wreckism, wreckerism, where it's kind of like corrupt lawyers will play off against their clients if you got bad lawyers and keep the fight in divorce or whatever the case is going as long as possible. The system milking humanity, even as the whole system collapses, like Max Kaiser calls them suicide bankers who are still doing trades as the World Trade Center's collapsed. And one of them made $15 million in 10 minutes, but he was dead. So it's a mentality of not having wisdom. They only have knowledge. And so if people don't know how things are connected, FEMA did a horrible job at Katrina. They got their funding massively increased. People don't get in trouble or fired or indicted for doing really bad stuff in government and corporations. What does it do? It emboldens. So there is a culture of wrecking things because they get to manage the wrecking and pick the winners and losers. Like Obama flooding the borders openly to collapse local law enforcement to bring in DHS to get more funding to deal with the crisis. And then they'll just legalize almost all these people and do a few show deportations. And if someone can't understand that, they're going to understand it real soon. But now Congress is coming out saying, Senator Sessions and others, it's staged and explaining how. Boehner's coming out now saying it's staged and explaining how it is. Because we're being forced to, because we're going to lose everything. I've described kleptocratic socialism and crony capitalism as cancer. It doesn't have a consciousness. And these globalists think they've got things figured out, but they're like cancer. They just keep growing and growing and growing, and they're going to kill the body politic. They're not symbiotic. I'm not up here on some high horse claiming government's got to be perfect and everything's going to be great, but I mean, you know, for God's sakes, they're training the police. Excuse me. I don't mean to. Excuse me, Lord. For heaven's sakes, they're training police all over the country to shoot homeless people in the back. And when they do it, they don't even get reprimanded. And I'm not even attacking the police. The point is, do the cops want to live in a world like that where that could happen to their kids? And it does. See, that's the issue, is we've got to realize everything we do is connected to somebody else. And so really bad people are getting in control. And as things get more decadent, more and more are. And so we're racing to the bottom. So if your yuppie friends don't want to wake up, that's because subconsciously they feel overpowered. They feel inadequate. So they just want to say it's not true. Well, okay. Then just tell them to get in the ditch and die. You move on. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls, breaking news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
This hour brought to you by the great folks at InfidelBodyArmor.com that we've been promoting for years. Incredible reviews from military, you name it. Texas-based company owned by a service-disabled U.S. Air Force veteran. Made in the USA. Used by defense contractors in Afghanistan, police all over the USA, and by civilians who want to be prepared for when the you-know-what hits the fan. Armor is still legal. And they've got an amazing line of high-quality products at InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Also, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com. You need storable foods nowadays. They're high-quality, non-GMO. They have special diet foods, you name it, a whole bunch of other preparedness items at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. So MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the InfoWars subsection or 866-229-0927. It really is a no-brainer to have high-quality storable foods, so check them out today. That's where I get my storable foods. Heads above the competition, MyPatriotSupply.com. Now, by the way, I just plugged their once-a-week plug. They're a sponsor. They're also a sponsor, InfoWars.com, InfidelBodyArmor.com. But I didn't get them on today because they're a sponsor. They're coming on for like 5-10 minutes, the founder and owner of it, because of the fact that we've been contacted before when I've written a news article, I think it was Kurt Nemo, that had the name Taser in the headline about a taser reportedly killing somebody, the coroner had said. And Taser International sent a thing from Arizona saying, we're going to sue you if you ever say the word Taser. Not that you said something wrong about us. You can't use our name in an article. Well, I called the lawyer up on the number, and I said, how many of these you send out a week? He goes, about 100. And I said, you're violating my First Amendment. You know full well I have a right to say Taser in a headline or an article. And he said, Mr. Jones, I know who you are. Just forget the call. And just don't worry about it. We know you have a right to do that. We just sent a lot of these out. Another time I got a call that you've stolen Final Cut Pro and Adobe, and we're going to sue you if you don't pay us all this money. So I called the lawyer up myself because I'm not going to pay my lawyer to do it. I already know what my lawyer knows. I got a great lawyer. I'm just giving you an example of what goes on in this country so you know it's a fraud. And I called up their lawyer of this company that does work for Apple. And I said, I want to see the proof that we downloaded that illegally because we have it all purchased. And you're probably violating the law, too, if you got spyware that claims we stole it. So that's a whole other issue of you scanning our machines. I want to see your proof. And he said, No, we're going to take you off the list. We send thousands of these out every few months. Just be careful what your people are doing. I said, we have systems on it that scan for that. People are fired that download any proprietary music or, software, stuff like that. I said, this is a shakedown. They have another deal where you'll show a shot of a news article or even have it embedded in a message board where it's embedded link. Where it's embeddable in a tweet put out by major newspapers, and then they threaten to sue you or sue you. And then you just go to court and go, it's an embedded tweet. They made it embeddable. And then the court goes, you got to pay his lawyer's fee. Still got to jack with it. But see, the general public doesn't deal with this. They don't run a media company. They don't know the shakedowns. That's what they are, shakedowns. The average person, that's who they send them to, has a little website or whatever. It's some lady that has a dog rescue we've had on about stuff, the newspaper coming after, or it's a disabled veterans group we had on this happened to. I mean, this is going on, and you need to know, folks, just because they send you a letter threatening to sue you or whatever, you need to call them up and get in their face about it. That's my view. I'm not giving legal advice. Most lawyers don't know what they're doing or will milk you and make you spend $50,000 fighting something that doesn't exist. That's why you got to get real lawyers. There's one guy exposed it. His name's Michelin. I forget his first name. We've had him on the show. We need to get him back on about this. He's a real lawyer who just goes, I'm not even going to charge you, people we've sent to him. I'm so sick of this. I'm a copyright lawyer, and I sue real people that have really violated copyright, and they're making us all look bad. I mean, that's the kind of good lawyer who does honorable stuff, makes money, goes after people that are really violating copyright. Copyright's copying everybody's music and then selling it. Or copyright's taking somebody's program and then bootlegging it. It's not just send us money or we're going to sue you. Now, I like Under Armour, and that's why we've got InfidelBodyArmor coming on.com. But it shows how copyright under CISPA and SOPA and these new UN treaties and this new International Asia Pacific Union treaty that leaked, that Obama's trying to get ratified without the public seeing. There's 33 parts. Only two parts been released. I'm just giving you background here. That just says you violate copyright three times on the internet, companies claim you lose your web ID, you can never get on the internet again. and you're going to retina scan or thumbprint to be able to get on the internet. That's the end of freedom of speech as we know it. It's beyond the Chinese-style net censorship, and that's what the Democrats are promoting right now. Again, I'm not siding with the Republicans. The Democrats are quarterbacking everything right now. Well, I'm going to let him give you the details, and hopefully it's a mistake by a lawyer, but I don't think it is. I remember seeing a 60 Minutes piece about the McDonald's lords in Scotland who don't get lordly money for hundreds of years, so they got a castle. They rented out people to stay in, and for hundreds of years it's got a pub and a restaurant that people, tourists and others, go to eat at and drink at. Now, it predates McDonald's being founded in the 50s by over a couple hundred years. McDonald's, remember, just kept suing the McDonald's family because they had a restaurant at McDonald's Castle. The restaurant wasn't even called McDonald's. It was at McDonald's Castle. Now, they did that really because the family probably could have come after McDonald's, but they'd been operating for 50-something years, so it didn't matter when McDonald's did that. So, obviously, the two don't compete with each other. And I get these letters all the time, you know, saying, we own the word free speech. You can't have it in your corporation's name, or blah, blah, blah. I just go, good, sue me. By the way, go check these precedents. I don't say this on air, but I send them over law cases we've won and judgments. And I go, I don't really want to get a judgment on you and get attorney's fees and time. Maybe you got in-house lawyers, so they don't care. But move on to weaker targets. I'm sure you've got some old ladies to shake down you can scare the hell out of and, you know, get a bunch of money out of. By the way, you're going to go to hell. You know what I mean? Just like the IRS and all the rest of these parasites. But I talk to these lawyers like this. It doesn't happen that often now, but every few weeks I got to get on the phone, call a lawyer up, and, you know, just go, man, you sleep good at night? You and your company? Now, I don't want to demonize Under Armour yet, but we've got the fellow on. He is a sponsor, but he isn't on about that right now. Just to briefly talk about this, then I want to go back to your calls. Mike, Fox, Jordy, and Peter. We're going to get to you here when our guest leaves us. Chad Cooper is CEO of Infidel Body Armor, becomes a successful American company, veteran police officer, veteran U.S. Air Force staff sergeant, worked 5 years in the NSA. We ought to get him to talk about that. Worked under another 4 as a defense contractor with time in the Middle East and Far East. Started Infidel Body Armor in 2012. It's already become very successful. It's being sponsored here first. To fill the need to supply civilian patriots and preppers with the armor and other tactical products they need to resist tyranny and keep their families safe. Well, he's gotten a letter saying you can't have the word armor. Under Armour's underwear and clothes. I like it as exercise clothes and shoes. I'm going to tell you, though, they come after him for the First Amendment, I'll quit wearing it. Okay? I mean, it's real simple. Very popular brand. You know, protect this house is their slogan. Armor. There are hundreds of body armor companies, hundreds, that have the word armor in their name. Armors go back thousands of years. Body armor. I mean, I guarantee without even calling my lawyer, they have not. It's called a slap suit, folks. If they sue Infidel Body Armor, if Under Armour does that with their underwear and the rest of it, there's no free speech in this country. And they're trying to say you can't even name your business Mickey's Burgers because it's the first word in Mickey Mouse. But that's been defeated as well. These lawyers and these companies are destroying free speech because the public's ignorant of it. That's why we're here to talk about this and to discuss it. I mean, Taser tries to tell me I can't say the word Taser. They own that word. No, you don't. I can't operate a business with that name. Okay? And it needs to be reversed. So just briefly, tell us specifically what's happening to you over there. I mean, tell us what the letter says. You wanted to break this here. I think it's interesting just in the larger gestalt of how they'll use copyright now on YouTube if we show a newspaper with a photo in it. And then I have to threaten lawsuits or file lawsuits. I mean, that's the type of stuff I've had to do behind the scenes. So this is an ongoing attack on free speech, but also on your right to commerce. I mean, if body armor isn't body armor, but underwear can take the name of the hundreds of companies that call it armor, we don't have a language left, sir.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Armor, you know, by its truest definition, is goes back hundreds and probably thousands of years, like you mentioned. And in its truest sense, it's designed to protect against sharp-edged weapons and projectiles. And that's, by definition, what we do, what they do, you know, no offense to their product I personally own a couple of Under Armour products, and they're great for working out, but it's not really Armour.
But their lawyers are way out of control and need to have their pants pulled down and spanked.
Well, about a month and a half ago, I was contacted by Under Armour's lawyers, and they sent a letter challenging our copyright, our trademark, and our trademark is Infidel Body Armour. And they said,
not Under Armour, totally separate, totally different products.
Totally different spelling. They spell theirs with the British spelling, ours is the American spelling, but it's body armor, not sports equipment and athletic shorts and things like that. But basically, they've got this army of lawyers who have to justify their existence, it seems like, and come up with ways to protect their company and, you know, stay in business. And what they did was they sent me five demands. They basically want me to stop using my mark anywhere other than on the T-shirt that I'm wearing right now. They're afraid that people are going to be confused between Infidel Body Armor and Under Armour. And
did you hear about apartment complexes in Houston and telling people no American flags? It may upset Muslims. This sounds politically correct to me. This is a real joke. I mean, you know, they're trying to protect their made-up trademark. I'm trying to protect the First Amendment here.
Well, exactly. That's what it is. You know, it comes down to, is there an infringement on their mark? And they need to protect their mark. I understand that. There's a reason for them doing this. But on the other hand, this is really frivolous. And I really don't know what to do other than.
Well, I mean, have you gotten a trademark lawyer? Because, I mean, I've got and I'm not going to give you advice, but I know what they would tell me. This is a different business. This is a different area. You're attempting by threats to engage in torturous interference of our business operations. And if you do engage in barratry against this operation, you'll be held liable. The courts are apt to rule according to these 14 case laws in similar areas that you're going to be held liable for attorney's fees and damage to our name. And then they'll move on to other targets.
Yeah, and that's what we've done. We replied. I did have to hire a trademark attorney, and we did the letter. But really, I think what would happen would be really good is if people called and said, "Hey, Under Armour, leave Infidel alone." And you know, if enough people did something like that and called to complain, what would happen is they would call their attorneys off, and you know, I think it would not only help me out, but it would help other companies out, because like you said, they're doing this every day. They probably send out hundreds of these letters a day challenging body armor companies and any company that has the word armor in it.
Yeah, and again, this may be a mistake by then. I'm not saying they're involved in barratry. I'm not saying they're bad people. I personally, this is one of my hot buttons now, not with Under Armour, but with these companies that have done this to me. And you know, you call the lawyer up and you go, "Man, you want me to have a lawyer spend money to respond to you? That's almost a form of theft. That you know that this is a pure threat, and even if you sue me, you're hoping I'm ignorant, and you're literally engaged in a form of highway piracy, and I'm just tired of it." And again, if somebody was putting out clothing that had armor in the name, I don't even know if it wasn't the exact same name. I just think this copyright thing has gone way too far.
Yeah, they went after a beverage company recently. I think it was, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it had the word armor in it. And they went after them, and I believe they won. I don't know how they did that, but, the courts perpetuate this, and we've become a very litigious society where people feel entitled to sue on every little turn left. You know, anywhere they go, they think they can sue, and they're entitled to sue. And the attorneys are making money on this left hand over fist, you know, both sides. And so,
well, my big issue again is the First Amendment. And it turns out they promote Duck Dynasty clothing and stuff because they know it's popular to make money. And I know they've marketed libertarian sportsmen patriots. I think this is a major PR issue for them. And it's important, just as usual, to spank them. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And we appreciate your sponsorship and your fine products. Thank you so much for your time, Chad Cooper.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. And we'll get an update and see what unfolds from this.
All right. Take care.
Hope they do the right thing and leave you alone and don't, like, you know, try to take our YouTube video down. I mean, these companies either do the right thing or they double down. And again, I have nothing against Under Armour. It's just now when I put it on, so I got a lot of their clothing and like their swimsuits. I don't want to wear it anymore just because of this. And I want them to back off, so it's just irritating. I'm tired of it. You don't own Infidel Body Armor's name. Been around. I mean, it just makes me want to throw up. And the ignorant public doesn't know this stuff and is starting to believe it, which is what the lawyers want. Mike in Alabama, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Semper Fi, but I wanted to call you about 20 years ago. I've got a friend. His dad spent 27 years in the Special Forces, and he told us back then they'd been told in a briefing that eventually the borders would be watered down or disassembled to the point that floods of illegal immigrants would be coming across the Mexican border, not just Mexicans, but from all over South America.
And when was this?
This was the early 90s.
Yeah.
And I didn't think much about it then, you know, but seeing what's going on now, it recalled that. And I said, oh, man, he was right. They, you know, and these people knew about that then because they had told them in briefings about it. And about the same time, I was being trained, changed branches. I was being trained as a medic. And they told us in our briefings that we were going to see diseases that had been or were starting to see already. Diseases that had been eradicated for 40 or 50 years in this country were coming back into the country now because the illegals don't go through a medical screening or anything.
Wow, this is intriguing. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Mike, please. And then Fox, we're going to get to you next. Then Peter and Kevin and Jordy. I'll do a little bit of overdrive. I'll get to everybody. But, oh, yeah, they had a Rex 84 plan to open the borders and bring in martial law in the 80s, but Reagan didn't go along with it, and neither did Congress. It was some of his own people inside doing it. And then, there's groups with even in administrations, and then now they're doing it, folks. This is the North American Union on record happening.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Texas. Emma Lazarus, 1883. Speaking of the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe. Free the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. And people think that's what America's creed is. That was just a quote by someone. But two-thirds of the immigrants got turned back and they had criminal records or diseases. Now it's, if you're criminals, if you have diseases, please come. I was talking to Mike in Alabama, who said when he was in the military they got briefings on this. Well, I know that's for a fact, actually. Interesting to get it from him back in the early 90s. Then you were talking about what they said when you became a medic. Any other points on that subject?
Yeah, well, just like I said, that we'd see diseases that had been eradicated 40 and 50 years ago in the U.S., and they would be coming back, and we're seeing that, too. And then one thing that's on a little different subject, I read a book about this time. It was by a retired NASA guy, and he was saying something that in 69, Alex, that in the Sino-Soviet border war, that the Russians had used a battlefield tactical nuke against the Chinese to break off the conflict because they were more concerned about NATO in the West than they were trying to, you know, slug it out with China man-to-man. And that's the only time I've ever read it. And I don't know if any of your other listeners have ever read that same book. I can't find it.
You know, I'm not familiar with that. I know that it's been declassified that the Chinese and the Russians came to the U.S. and wanted the U.S. to nuke the other and take out the other. So it is a three-way power block. That's undoubtedly going on. None of these people trust each other. It's a mess. Let's talk to Fox. Thanks for the call. Good points. Have a great weekend. By the way, I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. in studio Central. Please join us for the Sunday edition. Fox in California, listening on KSCO 1080 a.m. I should mention where these folks call in from, so be sure and mention it when you call in. You're on the CPS, Child Protective Services. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you so much for being there. I pray for you, your family, and your crew daily.
Thank you.
I encourage you to get a hold of Julian Jerry Dominguez, who wrote the book, A Culture of Fear, An Inside Look at Los Angeles County's Department of Children and Family Services. It is a whistleblower. It tells how insidious they work. And it also
Let's get him on. Guys, get that guest on. I've heard of that book. And again, you've got private social workers, individual social workers in some areas that aren't bad people. But in certain big cities and other areas, it's literally child molesters, criminals. The worst place for a kid to be is in government custody, statistically.
Santa Cruz stole my granddaughter May 30th. They called it adoption, but it was stealing. They ran it through, didn't let me or my attorney know about it. We were filing JV 180s, 183, and 184. They took the complaints, they took the paperwork, and with a smirk, they knew that my granddaughter had already been stolen.
How it works, because they can get millions for them in the aggregate. And again, grandparents should get the kids, but no. So they're going to change the granddaughter's name and everything.
I encourage you to get a hold of Karen. That's Karen with a C-A-R-I-N Johnson of Walnut Creek. She's one of five attorneys who actually fight for children and families in dependency court. And Robert R. Powell of San Jose, California, he sues the agency for children who have been abused and who have died in custody.
Oh, I know. You're seven times more likely, even Time Magazine had to admit, to be abused or killed in CPS custody. It is the most dangerous place. And they, I used to cover CPS locally, and they would file a thing with a different kid's name saying the kid was 3 years old, the parents had abused him, it wasn't even their kid, in front of a judge, and the judge would sign off, and then it would be a newborn baby. I mean, they're just total fraud, total evil, totally out of control. We'll be right back with Jordy. And
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Supermale Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.